When a train derailed in Lynchburg earlier this year, causing one tank car to explode and burn, experts said the city was lucky. The burning car fell into the James River, so the risk of a multi-car explosion was minimized. Touring the site a few days later, Governor Terry McAuliffe said the situation could have been much worse.
If these rail cars had not tipped off and gone into the river, what if they tipped and gone this side? In the population center, I just went by a facility there, there were hundreds of kids out front.
He suggested trains carrying Bakken crude be routed around populous areas. And Federal Administrator Joe Szabo says railroads have agreed to consider that.
Carriers now will use a computer model, essentially, that weighs 27 factors. The size of communities is taken into account there, the speeds, the conditions of tracks, the conditions of signaling systems, to ensure that the route that is used is the most safe and most secure route for moving that product.
But Marianne Lavelle, who covers energy for the dailyclimate.org, is skeptical.
The oil is being produced in the middle of North America, and all of our refineries and our ports, all of the infrastructure to really turn that crude oil into products that people can use is on the coasts in very populated areas. So the idea that you're going to tell the industry, well, you can't drive the trains through populated areas, that's not going to work because their goal is to drive it to the refineries, which are all in very populated areas.
Patricia Riley, who speaks for the American Association of Railroads, adds the safest route may actually be through cities.
To automatically reroute a crude oil train around a less populated area does not guarantee that it is going to ride on the most sophisticated track necessary for moving hazardous materials and crude oil.
And if there is an accident, experts say fire departments in smaller communities are rarely prepared to contain an explosive chemical spill. Michael Moeller is president of the Virginia Professional Firefighters Association.
Because localities in the rural areas don't have the tax base to support a career department, they don't get the training, and then when something like this hits, they're at the mercy of the event.
The train that derailed in Lynchburg, for example, would have passed by Williamsburg en route to a port in Yorktown, and the fire chief in Williamsburg said he was not ready for what happened in Lynchburg. And at a public forum, John McLennan, a supervisor for nearby James City, worried about the lack of planning and information.
This rail line is adjacent to highways, hospitals, schools, tourist attractions, and the like. What kind of efforts can be undertaken to make sure that all of the potentially affected parties are well aware of the emergency planning that they need to have in mind? And we've been focusing a lot on the rail cars. Are we satisfied with the level of the inspection of the rail beds themselves?
But would better cars and stepped-up inspection of tracks put an end to most railroad accidents? We'll look at those options in future reports. I'm Sandy Houseman.